A little boy came home from school one day and said, "Dad, where's the Taj Mahal?" The dad said, "I'm not so sure. Ask your mother. She puts everything away around here." The Taj Mahal, as you know, is one of the great architectural wonders of the modern world. But in the Lord's time, 2,000 years ago, perhaps the greatest architectural wonder was the Temple of Jerusalem. And in today's gospel, people are looking at the temple and saying, "Jesus, look how beautiful the temple is. It's adorned with all these costly stones. Look how magnificent the temple is. All these votive offerings." What does Jesus say? "The days are coming when it will all be torn down." So I wanted to talk first a little bit about the Temple of Jerusalem, because it really is such a fascinating part of history. If you read the Old Testament, you'll know that there were originally three temples in Jerusalem, each one built larger and bigger on the place where the first temple was. And it was King David that, because the people kept asking, they wanted a temple. And so King David began to store up all the supplies. But because he had shed so much blood during his life, God did not want him to build a temple. It was built by his son Solomon. You might remember him. Solomon worked and built this magnificent, well, the first temple of Jerusalem. And that temple lasted for about 400 years until that was destroyed in the 7th century before Christ by the Babylonians. The next temple was the temple built by Ezra around the 6th century, and that lasted again several hundred years. It was desecrated in the 2nd century before Christ and reconsecrated by the Maccabees. And then the third temple, which is the one that was there when the Lord was in Jerusalem, was expanded and built by King Herod, called Herod the Great, because he was a great builder. He built Masada, you know, the big, you know, resort on top of overlooking the sea of the Dead Sea. And so Herod was known for his buildings, and Herod began this project. It was actually around 20 BC, and it was not completed until 63 AD. At the Lord's time, remember, the scribes and Pharisees said it's taken 46 years to build this temple. That's how many years it took at the Lord's time. And it will be completed in the year 63 AD. Now, there were 10,000 workers that worked on this temple of Jerusalem. It was magnificent. It was the largest building on earth at the time. The building itself was 30 acres. It covered a span of 30 acres. It was made of white marble and gold. The portico stretched 1,500 feet. There were 160 pillars around the temple and the porticos. Each pillar was 40 feet tall, and every one was made of a pure piece of solid white marble. And again, it was magnificent. They say, Josephus and other historians, because of the brightness of the white marble and the gold, when the sun shone upon it, it was almost blinding. That's how magnificent this temple was. And of course, these people are saying, "Jesus, look how beautiful the temple was." But Jesus makes a prophecy. He says, it will all be torn down. And remember, it was only completed in 63 AD, and it was destroyed 7 years later. Imagine that. In 70 AD, the Romans came in with Titus, and Titus destroyed the city of Jerusalem. Over 1 million people were killed during the siege of Jerusalem in 70 AD. 97,000 were imprisoned, and the temple was destroyed. Imagine what that meant for the people in those days. That was their center of worship and culture and even government for the chosen people, the Jewish people. And that was all torn down. Imagine the beauty of St. Peter's being torn down, or the U.S. Capitol, these buildings which mean so much to us spiritually as well as in our own country. Imagine the devastation it was when Jerusalem was destroyed. And so the Lord reminds people of how passing earthly things are, that nothing on earth will last, that all these beautiful buildings that we see will eventually disintegrate and go back to the dust from which it came. But of course, what will last forever? The true temple will last forever, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. He was referring to the temple of his body. And so even though his body, they thought, was destroyed after they killed him on the cross, what happened? He rose glorious and immortal from the grave, and the temple of Christ's body will live forever in heaven. We get to see that when we see God face to face in heaven. We will see Jesus' risen, glorified body, which will be there for all eternity for us to gaze upon. And the Lord, you know, first here describes some of the difficulties that will happen at the end of the world and also before the destruction of Jerusalem. See, the destruction of Jerusalem was like a preview of the destruction of the end of the human race and the second coming of Christ and the end of the world. And so they say, well, Lord, what signs will happen to let us know these things are going to take place? Jesus lists 4 things. There will be false teachers, there will be wars, there will be natural disasters, and there will be persecutions. And if you've studied history in the last 2,000 years, we've had lots of false teachers, lots of wars, lots of natural disasters, and lots of persecutions. So all these things have taken place. People sometimes ask, are we in the end times? And of course the answer is yes, we are in the end times. We've been in the end times for the last 2,000 years. Because remember, Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. The time between Jesus rising from the dead and his second coming are the end times. So we've been living in the end times for the last 2,000 years. They may go on for another 2,000. They may go on a shorter period of time. We do not know. But Jesus says that these are the things that will happen before the end times. And again, lots of false teachings, lots of wars, lots of natural disasters, and lots of persecutions. But the Lord said, you'll be hated by all because of my name. But he says, if you persevere, you will be saved. If you persevere, you will secure your lives. And he says, not a hair on your head will be destroyed. And that's referring to heaven, and that we too, God willing, when we get to heaven, we will get our glorified bodies. They'll be perfect in every way. And again, not a hair on our head will be harmed by if we persevere and not give up. So I think that's the reading that the church gives us today on this 33rd Sunday of the year. Next week we have the feast day of Christ the King. But notice on this last Sunday of the year, the 33rd Sunday, the church wants to remind us of heaven and the eternity of heaven and how temporary and passing the things of this world are. The most beautiful buildings on this earth will all be destroyed eventually. They'll all crumble in time. And yet, what will last forever? Jesus' glorified body, and all of us, God willing, who get to heaven, we will also one day have our glorified bodies as well. And not a hair on our head will be destroyed if we persevere. So that's the great message of today. Persevere. Do not give up. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep living the faith. Keep following the commandments. Keep praying. Keep going to church. Keep living the Christian life. Persevere in the Christian life. Because even after the Temple of Jerusalem was destroyed, even after the Taj Mahal will be destroyed one day, we will live forever. Our souls, every one of us, are temples of God and dwelling places of the Holy Spirit. Our temples are great, our bodies, our souls are greater than any earthly building, than any earthly temple, than the Temple of Jerusalem, than Taj Mahal. Every one of us, because we're made in the image and likeness of God, and because we have an immortal soul, our souls will never be destroyed, and we will live forever.